Weak solidarity, Bricky team listener, when I think we're all aware that our old mate industry profits group Supremo Innes Will Cost the Workers always has the national interest, the good of all of us, at the centre of his every utterance. Never guilty of self-interest, like his full-page ad, a timely warning, workplace laws are changing, pay attention or pay the price, offering the industry profits groups invaluable neutral advice on how to navigate these dangerous threats to caring employers. Following another profound offering that the lowest of low-paid wage case must take into account the cornucopia of riches offered the lazy avaricious in the budget, like that energy handout and the slight increase in rent assistance for welfare bludgers, and therefore give the lowest of low paid about a 2% wage increase, which in itself would cripple the economy. Now, we know Innes is a real thinker, ever logical, so how can we dispute his argument that the lowest of low paid workers should have their wages slashed because the even lower than low paid welfare recipients have received a small rent assistance increase, which makes their not being able to afford the rent a little bit less not being able? As we said, nothing but logical, the old Innes. We did think of asking Innes why the lowest of low pay should have their wages discounted for money they are not receiving, but thought, why waste our breath? Innes knows what he's talking about. As Innes et al. Alert us to anti-Trubler Aussie threats like workplace laws and wage increases, spare a thought for yet another caring employer whose only concern is the national interest and the pursuit of truth, Lord Rupert of Wapping, this week sadly forced to expose almost everyone else except himself and his team of lackeys, of principled members of the Fourth Estate, as racist and anti-Semitic, a week in which his coverage has exceeded even his renowned stratospheric standards. Monday P2. Tingle in racist blast. Reporter blast duffer. Well, that would make her racist, wouldn't it? ABC correspondent Laura Tingle telling a Sydney Writers' Festival event in her private capacity, True Blue Aussie might just be a touch racist. And that makes her anti-Semitic. And that makes the ABC biased and anti-Semitic. Then next to that, expose, Labour senator under Jewish fire. The old Lord Rupert doesn't see any advantage in differentiating between Jewish people and Zionists. Yes, Senator Fatima Payman was photographed standing next to an Islamic leader. Fancy that. An Islamic woman standing next to another Islamic person. Absolute irrefutable proof that she's anti-Semitic. Worse, a Semite person herself being clearly anti-Semitic. Understandably, the Zionist Federation said Senator Payman should not be allowed anywhere near, not be allowed to sit on any inquiry into anti-Semitism, and that caring business class party progressive thinker James Potthem's son attacked big Supremo Anthony Albanese because Fatima had not suffered any consequences for violent rhetoric that has no place in True Blue Aussie. Violent rhetoric like opposing slaughter and genocide, which James Potthem's son knows is not slaughter and genocide, but Zion's right to defend itself. And if that wasn't enough, same page below those stories, Bant on fence over solution. Yes, more perfidy. Greens leader Adam Bant wouldn't commit to a two-state solution, saying treacherously, maybe the peoples of those lands should decide what's best for themselves, when the Zion people already have decided what's best for themselves, explaining why the two-state solution touted for so many years has done so much to benefit the Palestinian non-land, non-people, making Adam Bant clearly anti-Semitic. Oh, but balance. Keep turning the pages. Keep turning. There we are. Yeah, there we are. P19. Single column story. Israelis defy ICJ to strike at Rafah. See? Balance. Lord Rupert style. That was Monday. Then Tuesday made Monday look like a Palestine propaganda campaign. four-page wraparound. Lord Rupert's pay TV, Lie News, Josh Fried of Icebergs presents, in huge type, Never Again, the Fight Against Anti-Semitism. Full pages with a concerned Josh staring at us, and to show how critical is the fight against, full page of endorsements with pictures. Former big supremo and prominent Zionist Julia Gallinghard. The Holocaust teaches us where anti-Semitism leads. Former number one train killer and Her Most Gracious Majesty's representative, Peter Causegraves. Sorry, Sir Peter. What's happening today is true in True Blue Aussie, Hitler would be proud. Anthony Albanese himself. No one should feel scared in this country. Interesting that, because then, speaking of scary prospects, caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer. We can win the fight against anti-Semitism, like you know. Much easier than winning the fight against such unsubstantiated crap, the men and women of La Mancha tilting at windmills. Turn the page. ABC's barrage of bias. Yes, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin accusing another media outlet of a barrage of bias. Instapost cites Hamas resilience. Yes, the ABC had the audacity to report Hamas firing a few ineffectual penny bungers at Zion showed resilience, causing the Zion lobby to attack this clear anti-Semitism and bias. Same page. Insta-like that can only bring hate. The anti-Semitism of Melbourne Uni students. And yet a third revealing story. Jewish pupils' uni fears. Well, no need to read on. But then, balance and objectivity. Here we go again. Turn the page. No, keep going. Yes, turn. Yes, there it is, P17. Dozens dead in Rafah strike. Dozens of anti-Semitic Semites, of course. Oh, hell, it's worth repeating. Lord Rupert of Wapping accused the ABC of a barrage of bias. And we know how bias, barrage or not, so offends the team in the Lord Rupert Empire. The justified attack on an ABC journalist expressing a personal opinion at a writer's festival confirms that she and journalists generally have no right to have a personal opinion other than, say, Lord Rupert's personal opinions, but also that all those usual suspect columnists and commentators in the Lord Rupert Empire are not expressing a personal opinion, but just bringing us the balanced, objective facts. Although, to be fair, the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review took a leaf from Lord Rupert's handbook and came up with Jews / Brandt as being friend of terrorists, for suggesting the Palestinian non-land, non-people should have some say in their future, accompanied by an editorial informing us the International Criminal Court has lost its moral bearings, its words, lost its moral bearings by even considering charging Zion Supremo Benjamin Not Another Yahoo with war crimes over the death of about 40,000 non-land, non-people and depriving millions more of basic essentials. Of course, Constable Duffer went further. He would withdraw True Blue Aussie from the court altogether. Pete and Lord Rupert also attacked Anthony Albanese for being weak in not supporting the attacks on the court and defending poor Benjamin. Because he, Anthony, had the audacity to sit on the fence, last seen trying to remove the splinters from his backside. But then some, not us, of course, listener, but some might agree Anthony and the socialists are being weak, but for not supporting the charges. And of course, Zion will yet again investigate how people taking refuge in an area they were told by Zion would be safe were slaughtered by Zion. A tragic mishap. My word, there's been a lot of those. Perhaps that's why we never see the results of these investigations and reviews. There's just so many. Now, if we agree with Pete and the Capitalist Review editorialists that the International Court has lost its moral bearings, the US of the UN of the US of the world system is lost beyond recall. Biased judges, crook prosecutors, stupid juries, the whole legal system, the biggest disgrace ever. Well, except the Supreme Court, thanks to the appointment of some very unbiased, highly qualified judges, of whom there'll be a lot more if convicted felon Donald Trump or the poor wins the election, along with a very particular presidential pardon. A jury that reached its verdict based on nothing more substantial than the facts. The biggest disgrace ever, ever. Also hopelessly biased, the disgraceful CSIRO, which clearly has no idea what it's talking about, after reporting Constable Duffer's nuclear solution to our energy problems would be exorbitantly costly and take years and years to be completed. Again, based on nothing more substantial than the scientific facts. Pete and the team point out the report ignored that they will build nuclear plants on the sites of coal-fired power stations. And well, that apparently will overcome all the problems, like convincing coal-fired power station communities the wonderful advantages of having a nuclear power plant in their midst. Pete and the team haven't told us where they plan to dispose of the nuclear waste, but what the hell, that's a problem for another day. Yesterday, screaming P1, Lord Rupert of Wapping said headline, "We are cooked." And I thought, don't tell me Lord Rupert has finally decided there just might be such a thing as climate change. But no, no, the economics of poor restaurateurs, confronted by crippling costs like workers' wages and conditions. Much more critical than the earth cooking when the jury is still out. Unlike that disgraceful, biased New York jury, still out on the earth cooking. Now, can't we get things wrong? Asked if he gave the socialist brownie points for evil China lifting restrictions on True Blue Aussie beef exports, caring business class shadowy minister for something or other, like blaming the socialists for every evil in the world, Dan Tehan and Hemlock, said the result was down to the previous government's policies, just when we thought they'd created the problem in the first place. How wrong can we be? Finally, moral bearings not lost, morally writ large, morality writ large. The Capitalist Review's annual True Blue Aussie Filthiest Rich of the Filthy Rich list published yesterday, and such wonderful news. Gina still way out in front with her $40.61 billion, way ahead of property baron Harry Trigubov with a mere $26.49 billion, but one bitter disappointment. There's always a fly in paradise, isn't there? Poor Lockie, Lord Rupert of Wapping Sion, is way down at number 35 with but $3.75 billion. Poor Lockie, the price of a commitment to truth and balance and objectivity. Good morning.